Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week our Heartbeat is all about preparing for Advent. We are at that time of year.
It goes so fast.
I know, but it's an exciting time of year.
Yeah, it's a great time
isn't it? I was thinking about how we prepare often for Christmas Day specifically.
For the food and
the
presents.
Yeah, the food, the presents, the decorations for your home. You know, I know that my sister has already probably planned the colour theme of the day. She loves laying out the decorations on the table.
Yes.
And then also, and she'll even text us. We haven't got the text just yet, but I'm sure it'll come. Guys, this year the theme is golden pink, or, you know, this year the theme is, you know, and I love that love she has for it. Yeah, yeah.
But all the grandchildren are getting excited now for Christmas too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, especially when things start happening in the shops.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of our my nieces, she loves Christmas all year round.
Yes.
Like you could give her for her birthday Christmas gifts and she would just be, this is the best ever.
Ecstatic, yes.
So, yeah, and I just love seeing their joy. But it's interesting though, we prepare so much for the one day, and I'm guilty of this. I do not prepare for the actual season of Advent. It kind of comes and then I'm in week one and then week two. And after week one, I think to myself, oh, yes, I should, you know, spend some more time contemplating Advent. And then I get to week two. Oh, yes. Okay, I've still got 2 weeks to go. I still got, like, you know, and it kind of, if I'm not careful, it passes me by.
Hmm. Well, I guess we know we're going to be joy-filled on Christmas Day because Jesus is born, the family generally get together, we are giving of ourselves, giving with food and gifts and other things, but it's all the joy and the excitement of Jesus. But if we prepared and actually thought about it more, prepared our hearts, meditated upon the stories more, God kept telling the Messiah's coming. He, you know, kept telling people who then shared it in the Old Testament about the Messiah. Go read Isaiah. Go read the Psalms. Go read different areas that are predicting Jesus's coming. Don't you think then our excitement would be 100+ on Christmas Day?
Yeah,
because it's like you're building it up, you're escalating, you're going higher and higher and higher and higher. And we forget about that though, don't we?
We do. And so that's why this year we thought we would prepare the week before Advent to get into Advent.
Early to tell you, come on guys, it's
right.
coming.
Let's do it. Let's do it. When we contemplate this time of year, and it is a time to think and reflect. And Advent is a season that we actually think about two different things. We think about Christ coming into the world when he was born, but we also actually think about when he will come back.
Coming again.
In time again.
Oh, the excitement's going to be
And I remember particularly last year when I was at Mass each week of Advent, really noticing that in the scripture readings, which maybe I hadn't fully, you know, I don't know, just switched off or something. But, yeah, just that's that time that it's a reflection on the great love that God has for us, that he's coming back for us as well. And so it's a time that we can really take that time to think about the love that God has for us and take us to a deeper level in that. That's really what it's about.
And the word that comes to my mind is it's a time of hope. Because when Jesus was first coming as a baby, the people were hopeful that the Messiah would come. They didn't know he was going to come as a baby as he did, etc. Very humble lifestyle, life, etc.
Yeah.
But we know that. Now we're hopeful and expectant and excited, waiting for his second coming, which could be any time, any day, any time God decides, now's the time I'm coming back.
Yeah. Contemplation, though, at this time of year is interesting.
Yeah, because you think contemplation is quiet time, meditating and thinking. We have to learn to do it in the busyness of life. Still take time aside. Don't go, I don't have time. But, you know, like when you're, I don't know, rushing off to a meeting or doing something, and I know you, it's not praying in the car, but we can think and contemplate, not just other times when we're in our prayer time, just when we're waiting in a queue, when we're driving in the car. How many times have I driven in a car and it's been half an hour drive, and then I've realized, oh, whoa, did I drive through any red lights or anything? Because I hadn't been thinking about driving. I was doing it automatically. I was thinking we're all of guilty other things. Of
that. Yeah.
But why not think then of good things, intentionally of God of that. Things?
Yeah. It makes me think when I go for a run on Saturday morning, particularly if I've got something coming up and I need to think of words I might be saying, I use that time while I'm running to think about that because I don't like the running. And that way it kind of, you know, I'm like,
keeps you motivated.
Yeah, you're like, or I can get it done because I'm thinking about the things. But that's a good time to like think through.
When you're exercising.
Like, yeah. Yep. It actually also makes me think of, you know, the verse in the Bible where it says Mary pondered these things in her heart.
Yes.
I remember holding on to that kind of little scripture. And whenever Hannah would do things in her life, I often hear from mums saying that, oh, they wish their baby was still young again. And I remember thinking, like they say they miss that time. And I remember thinking, yeah, I'll probably miss it, but therefore I want to treasure it now. So I always, like if Hannah did something, I remember that scripture, you know, Mary pondered these things in her heart. Yeah. And I was just thinking about it now in relation to this, like as we're doing the busyness of life, when you're in a moment with like your family or something.
On purpose, ponder.
Ponder, yeah.
And in your heart. Brings it to make it special.
Yeah.
Full of love, full of affection, full of you, because your heart is you. You know, you put your whole heart into it. It's you.
So we can contemplate, because I wouldn't say I specifically contemplate, you know, very often in that, like what we might stereotypically think is contemplation, but to bring it to your heart when you're in the middle. I like to think of that. So the things that I suggested we could do for Advent, and you can add some if you think of any. The first one was, the first thing, which is like a pre-point before the points, right, was we have to be intentional. Because unless we're intentional, it's just not going to happen, because that's this time of year. It is hectic, if we're honest. So first we have to be intentional. But then after that, I was saying when we're praying, we can ask God to draw near to us. We could increase our time of prayer. We could read the scriptures. We could be open to the Holy Spirit. And then we can think about the love that God has for us by sending his son. And we could do all of those, one of them, whatever we think,
We can decide every morning when we get up, I'm going to be joy-filled today because of what the Lord has done and is going to do. And when people ask you, oh, why are you so happy? Oh, because, you know, Christ is coming at Christmas time very shortly, or something to inspire enthusiasm and joy in others.
I like that. Yeah. So the weekly challenge is to pick one of those things to do through your Advent. Maybe you need to do more than one, but is to ask God to draw near to you, increase your time of prayer, read the scriptures, open to the Holy Spirit, and then think about God's great love that he has for you. So pick one of those for your weekly challenge this week. We hope that you've enjoyed that chat, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.